Thank you for your company and welcome to the Australian Society of Clinical Hypnotherapists introduction to our webinar series, where you will hear interesting conversations with members and guests. It's all about the mind. Hi, my name is Matthew, and I run the podcast series for the ASCH. Now on Sunday the 24th of September 2023 at 2 p.m, I will be presenting the topic, Treating Alcohol Dependence. As a dedicated therapist, I understand your commitment in providing the best care for your clients and continually enhancing your professional skills. This webinar is designed to add additional resources and information for you to expand your therapeutic skills, and you may wonder how I can do this for you. You see, I can pack a lot of information into one webinar. I do this by creating unique sets of slides that walk you through a learning process. This way, I can present to you the best possible content that I possibly can, so as to enhance your clinic skills and understanding. As a precursor to alcohol dependence, here are some points that are not covered in the webinar, and you may wonder why that is. The neuroscience of alcohol dependence is fascinating, but because we are therapists and not neuroscientists, this information acts as background knowledge for you. So I'm presenting some of the neuroprocesses here as a precursor, so then the webinar can focus on alcohol dependence and how you as a therapist can treat it. One could say that I'm a bit of a perfectionist and educator, and this allows you to get the best out of this webinar presentation that you possibly can. We are all born with the disposition for addiction, be it because of nature, DNA, and gene structure, or nurture, environmental factors, and conditioning. The brain is wired to look for addictive processes, which we can see in statements such as, "Oh, they're a workaholic," or "they are obsessed with their hobby to the exclusion of everything else." When such focus becomes a compulsion and/or an all-time consuming obsession, we can call that an obsessive compulsive process. However, in this webinar, we will look deeply at alcohol and its harm on the human condition, both biologically and psychologically. Although in the webinar, we will not look specifically at brain chemistry with alcohol, here are a few key points as a precursor in understanding alcohol dependence. Because brain chemistry plays a crucial role in alcohol dependence and involves changes in the brain's reward system and the release of certain neurotransmitters. What follows is alcohol's effect on brain chemistry, sourced from the internet. Quote, "The main one being dopamine, a neurotransmitter involved in the brain's reward and pleasure pathways. It is released in response to rewarding stimuli, such as food, intimacy, gambling, alcohol, or drugs. Addictive substances or behaviors can cause an excessive release of dopamine, leading to intense feelings of pleasure and reinforcing the addiction and the behavior. Then there's the reward pathway. The brain's reward pathway involves several regions, including the ventral tegmental area, the nucleus accumbens, and the prefrontal cortex. These regions work together to regulate motivation, pleasure, and decision-making. Addictive substances and behaviors can hijack this pathway, leading to dysregulation of reward processing and the development of addiction. Then there's tolerance and withdrawal. With continued use, the brain adapts by reducing the number of dopamine receptors or by reducing dopamine release. This leads to tolerance, where higher consumption of alcohol is needed to achieve the same pleasurable effect. With alcohol, the reward system is less and less stimulated. The behavior pattern of alcohol consumption is embedded and automatic, so the drinker consumes more and more and more alcohol without ever thinking about it. Then there's neuroplasticity. The brain has the ability to adapt and change its structure and function in response to experiences. Any addiction, including alcohol, can cause long-lasting changes in the brain's function. These changes can make it more difficult for individuals to control their impulses and to make rational decisions, contributing to continuing the behavior. End quote. Understanding these precursors of the role of brain chemistry in alcohol dependence helps shed light on why alcohol dependence can be a chronic and relapsing condition. It also highlights the importance of addressing both the physical and psychological aspect of alcohol addiction in treatment approaches. This is where hypnotherapy has great value, as it addresses the conscious mind, the subconscious mind, and the primal brain's behavior in reducing and/or eliminating such addictions. In part one of the webinar, we look at alcohol and alcohol dependence. In part two of the webinar, we look at alcohol's effect on the body. And in part three of the webinar, we look at interventions and therapy. Because alcohol is sociologically acceptable, it is insidious to treat. The slide into alcoholism is subtle and real. This webinar focuses on clients who are beginning the slide into alcohol dependence and not for treating the severe alcoholic. So I look forward to you joining me for this webinar and gaining great insights on how to treat alcohol dependence. Thank you for listening. We look forward to your company again. In the meantime, you can check out our website, asch.com.au.